A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Daniel, chapter number 2, and in verse number 5. The scripture says, "The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, 'The thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill.'" King Nebuchadnezzar made a simple sentence in this verse of scripture that we need to pay attention to and consider. He said, "The thing is gone from me." His dream was gone from him. Your dream. Dream is the advanced picture of a man's future. Your dream is the inner picture of your actual future, the glimpse into your place in life and destiny, the picture of your destination, where you are going, the things that God has revealed to you about your life, about your destiny. That is your dream, the dream that you have for your life, for your children, for your family, for your business, the picture, the beautiful picture of the future that you have. That is your dream. This thing, however, must not be gone from you. Once a man's dream is gone from him, he has no motivation in life. He has nothing to pursue in life and in destiny. His dream is gone from him. He gives up completely. That is the man that surrenders to fate. F-A-T-E. That is the man that gives up pursuit of anything in life. He has, as a matter of fact, he has nothing to pursue. His dream is gone from him. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but unfortunately, the dream was gone from him. And because he could not remember the dream again, how then could he interpret it? And there are people who would have interpreted his dream for him. But of course, you have to make the dream plain for the interpreters to interpret. Unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar had forgotten his dream. He couldn't remember the dream anymore. And so there was nothing for the Chaldeans, for the magicians, for the wise men to interpret. Do not forget, the butler had the dream. He had to tell Joseph his dream, and Joseph offered the interpretation. There are people God has sent to help you interpret your dream in life, but unfortunately, you have forgotten your dream. You can't even remember the dream again. How then can they interpret the dream for you? Joseph was sent to Pharaoh to interpret Pharaoh's dream. Pharaoh remembered his dream. He told Joseph the dream, and then he was able to get the interpretation. The dream that is not clear to you, how can it be clear to the interpreters that God has sent to your life? You need help. There is a project or program you want to pursue, but you can't really place it on table. You have no clue whatsoever of what you want to do. How then can anybody come around to interpret that dream for you? You have a vision. You have a ministry, an assignment that God has committed into your hand, but you can't even remember the assignment again. You don't even know how to go about it. How can anybody come along you to help interpret your dream so you can fulfill the purpose and the program of God for your life? And that is the state of many people. This is the reason why God spoke to the prophet Habakkuk. Write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. You need to make your vision plain so that the interpreters can help you interpret it accurately. You need the clarity for your dream so that help can come for you. There must be clarity in your life. You must know where you are going if you need help to get there. If you don't know where you are going, or if where you are going is not clear to you, how can anybody help you to get there? You are lost if you don't have a dream or cannot remember your dream. Dear listener, what dream do you have? I hope it has not gone from you. The thing was gone from King Nebuchadnezzar, and he brought problem not only upon himself, but upon the wise men around him who could have interpreted his dream. Again, I repeat, the dream that is not clear to you can never be interpreted by the people around you. Nobody can know your dream for you. It is your personal responsibility to know the things that God has has called you to do, to understand the things that God has given to you to do, and then help can come alongside for you to fulfill that dream. Don't let your dream go from you. That is the purpose this morning. That is the point this morning. Don't let the dream go from you. You will understand Joseph. Joseph had a dream, but many things happened to him that could let his dream go from him. In Genesis chapter 37, from verse 5 to verse number 9, the Bible says, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words." Verse number 9, where I will stop. "And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." Joseph had a dream. He shared with his brothers. They hated him. The hatred did not stop him from dreaming again. He had yet another dream, a bigger dream for that matter. In spite of all that happened to Joseph, he did not allow his dream to go from him. Joseph was hated by his brothers. He did not allow that to take his dream from him. His brothers took from him his coat of many colors. He did not allow them to take his dream from him. His brothers conspired against him. They threw him into prison, into the pit. He did not allow them to take his dream from him. He did not allow the pit to take his dream from him. They sold him into slavery. He endured a trek to Egypt. He did not allow the suffering to take his dream from him. He became a houseboy in Potiphar's house, and he was doing chores in the house of Potiphar. A man who had the dream of dominion became a houseboy. The man who had the dream of excellence, of greatness, of glory, was doing chores for Potiphar's wife. Yet he did not allow these to take his dream from him. Potiphar's wife enticed him to sin. He did not allow Potiphar's wife, he did not allow sin to take his dream from him. They lied against him. He did not allow the lies to take his dream from him. He found himself in prison, locked up for many years. Yet he did not allow this imprisonment to take his dream from him. Your dream must not be gone from you. The moment a man's dream is gone from him, his life is finished. He is finished. A man who has no dream is a man who is merely existing, a man who is not living. Dear listener, don't let anything take your dream from you. Don't give up on your dream. Hold on to your dream, irrespective of what may be happening or not be happening around you. Hold on to your dream. That dream will speak, and it will speak eloquently. That dream will be fulfilled if you don't give up. Don't ever forget what Robert Schuller said: tough time never lasts, tough people do. Do not allow this present tough time to take your dream from you or make you give up on your dream. Don't let the dream go from you. Don't ever forget, your dream cannot be interpreted if you don't know the dream. If you don't understand the dream, if you have forgotten the dream, it cannot be interpreted. Don't forget this dream. Don't forgo this dream. Don't give up your dream. Interpreters are coming. Helpers of destinies are on the way. God is sending helpers to you. It may take time, but helpers will come and the dream will speak. Only don't let it go from you. Nebuchadnezzar said, "The thing is gone from me." As your own dream gone from you, it's time to recall the dream. It's time to get it back. It's time to dream again. You have that responsibility to dream again. Don't allow whatever has happened to you to affect you. Dream again. Joseph dreamed a dream yet more. He kept dreaming. He never stopped dreaming. Dream again. Forget about the hatred and the opposition. Don't stop dreaming. Your dream must be called back. Even if it has gone from you, you must call it back. Don't forget, every one of us was born naked, but not empty. You were born loaded. And that was why when you came with clenched fist. You were holding your dreams in your hand. Don't let it go from you. If it has gone from you, as it did to Nebuchadnezzar, go get back your dream. Don't let that dream go from you. Let us pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I take back my dream. Every lost dream in my life, I take it back. I recall my lost dreams. I recall the dreams that are gone from me. I call them back now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to recall your dreams. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I recall the dreams that have gone from me. Everything that I have lost, the dream that I have lost, that I have given up, I recall today. I call back my dreams in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, let my dream in life and destiny begin to find expression and fulfillment. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? Father, I pray that in life and in destiny, my dreams begin to find expression and fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to pray for interpreters of dreams. Father, send interpreters of dreams to me. Let my dreams be interpreted in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray, send interpreters of dreams to me. Let my dreams be interpreted in life and in destiny in the name of Jesus. Send me interpreters and let my dreams be interpreted to the praise of the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I recall every lost dream in your life and in your destiny. Every dream that you have lost or that you have given up that has gone from you, I recall it back to you in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that your dream will begin to find fulfillment and expressions, that your dream will begin to speak eloquently. I pray that the Lord will send interpreters of dreams to you. Your dream will be interpreted. God will send interpreters to you, and God's name will be glorified. Your dream will speak, and God's name will be honored. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man with your prayers. Support also with your donations. Your gift can be forwarded to the Zenith Bank account number 12161 00456. Support Daily Impact by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. And don't forget, our program, Family Life Affairs, starts again online on the 15th of September. Join. The program promises to impact positively upon your relationship and upon your marriage. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.